USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A gunman opened fire as hundreds of people stood outside after a high school graduation ceremony yesterday in Richmond, Virginia, killing two unidentified people and wounding five. One of those killed had just graduated. It happened around Richmond's Monroe Park. Other people were hurt as they tried to escape the gunfire, including a 9-year-old girl who was hit by a car with non-life-threatening injuries. Richmond Interim Police Chief Rick Edwards.
We have another individual who is in custody who is 19 years old, who we believe was involved in the shooting. At this point, in consultation with the Richmond Commonwealth Attorney's Office, we plan on seeking charges for second-degree murder times two for that individual.
A pair of GOP heavyweights are jumping into the 2024 presidential race. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announced his candidacy during a town hall event in New Hampshire last night. Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to formally announce his candidacy tonight in Iowa. Ukraine is accusing Russia forces of blowing up a dam in Russian-controlled area of the front lines of the war, threatening hundreds of thousands of people across the region and potentially endangering Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Correspondent Alex Crawford in Ukraine.
We are talking about 18 cubic kilometers of water which has been unleashed, and the floodwaters have been washing down slowly but surely, swallowing up about 100 villages and towns, including Kherson City, the capital of Kherson region.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in Saudi Arabia. Yesterday, he met with the Saudi Crown Prince to discuss joint efforts to combat terrorism and expand economic cooperation. The meeting comes amid rising tensions after Saudi Arabia said it will cut oil production that will hurt American consumers. USA News.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, Chicken Dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Canadian wildfires are causing air quality alerts as smoke hits the United States. Regions of New York have been placed under an air quality advisory. Northeast Pennsylvania and southern New England also reported air quality issues. Survivors and families of victims of the 9/11 terrorist attack are outraged about the PGA Tour merging with Saudi-backed 54 Golf, sometimes known as LIV Golf. 9/11 Families United say it's shocked and deeply offended by the PGA's merger with the 54. LIV is actually Roman numerals for the number 54, as each golf tournament will have 54 holes, 18 fewer than a typical PGA event. The White House has launched a new website that lets you monitor big new road, bridge, and other infrastructure projects.
It's called invest.gov, and it tracks both public and private projects. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there are plenty of both.
In addition to over $200 billion that have already happened in terms of those federal investments, there have been over $400 billion of private investments.
The site will summarize government spending state by state, including jobs created and businesses started. Despite the record number of jobs created during his term, the president has had a tough time getting credit. The invest.gov website hopes to help fix that. I'm Rich Johnson.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.